This one went to the Kami Sutra of being Mazik. They didn't obey, but the Isri Mazik. One issue the Poskim mentioned is the Isri of Baltashkas. The type of common terminology starts off right away. The first Poskim quotes the Isri of Baltashkas, and he points out that it's not after being Mazik to somebody else, that's even being Mazik yourself. That's in Chosh Mishpot, in Simon Shina and Ches. Over there, the Lachos talk about Adam being Mazik to someone else's moment. So the Torah starts off, Kishem she'osa lignoi u'ligzel moment haveyoi, just like it's also to steal somebody else's moment, kach also lahazik moment shaloi, also be mazik his moment. Explains over there the smile, the pre-show. That means even if you pay the guy back for his hazik, there's an isser for causing hazik, doing hazik, even if you pay, there is an isser. Now what's the isser? So if you look like the Ben Yonah, isser of mazik is isser by Tigzol, the Ben Yonah, beginning of Ovis. So it's Gevaldik, the Hekesh of the Torah. The Torah is saying, just like there's an Issa of being Goydash of Goydash, who is it? There's an Issa of being Mazik. Gevaldik. However, the Baka over there learns a different Issa. The Baka over there says, the Issa is Baltashkas. Issa of causing Hezek to a person, the Issa is Baltashkas. He does it. Why is that causing Hezek to somebody else, or even Hezek to yourself? But that's the Issa. The Bush over there says also, the Issa of causing Hezek to somebody else is Baltashkas. And he says, Kalva Choymer, Mazik, he can't be Mazik itself. Koshkin, he can't be Mazik somebody else. Who didn't? The Arkel Shulchan over there, the example, is saying Isser, the Isser of Hezek is the Isser of Baltashkas. There is a Tveris Yaakov, he's a Pirish on the Tveris Yisrael, and back of Ol Mishnayis, to explain the Tveris Yisrael, or argue the Tveris Yisrael. Over there he says, in Achoyvul, in Parachet, in Oysma Beis, he writes, I'm going to say it over Kodesh, that the whole Isser of Baltashkas of Hezek is when I break your glasses, Lamashal, is only when I don't pay you back. But if I pay you back, with Ashkosa, you had a glass worth $100, I paid you $100. What did you lose? You lost nothing. There's no Ashkosa going on. Therefore, the Torah still says, Baal Tashkas, by Hezek, is only when you lose and do not pay you. The Maestro, the Bach, and Lavosh, the Chashulchan, they're writing clearly, even though you're paying the person back, still, it's a Baal Tashkas. They're saying, before it's not like Torah Yaakov, and the place is not being named, the Torah Yaakov, and it's a Chiddush Otten, the Pashas is, even if you pay back a person, you're still over the Issa of Baal Tashkas, because Seif goes Seif. What is it? It's that you're doing Ashkosa, you're destroying something in the world. This is not that you're doing something to him. This is you're destroying something to the world. Another Makar, in Aloha, in Chosh Mishpat, they bring down the Isser of Atashkas. In Simon Tarkov, in Chosh Mishpat, it's talking about a person being Mazik a person. So within the Aloha is, we pass him, that a person cannot be Chayvul Atzmo, he cannot damage himself. What is the Isser of being damaging himself? The Gemara in Achoyvul, Tadik Alpha and Beis, the Gemara in the Havmina writes, the Isser is Baal Tashkas. Just like you cannot rip a baguette for no reason, who it is, you cannot injure yourself, Baal Tashkas. The Gemara is, the Maestro is a Chilik. The Gemara, the case of a baguette, is that it's not going to go back by itself. When you rip, it stays destructive. However, you injure your finger, your arm, your leg, usually, most times, it goes back. It becomes healed, if it becomes healed, and nothing comes bad out of it, therefore there should not be any Isser of Baal Tashkas. The Gemara goes on, Vayta, brings down different psukim. Gemara's maskana is, just like there's an Isser to mitzvah yourself not to drink wine, who it is, there's an Isser of, you cannot also damage yourself. Now the Gemara does not say, what pasuk is an Isser of being damaging yourself. The Gemara just compares it to just like you cannot mitzvah yourself and hold yourself back in the night. So what maskana the Gemara, what is the Isser of Chavala by Chavala of person? Somebody else or yourself, what is the Isser? So the Aruch HaNer writes in three different places. Once in Nida Daf Yigimel Amud Aleph, one in Yevamot Yigimel Amud Beis, one in Ben Yitzin and Shul and Simukuf Lamed Zayin, the Isser is Baal Tashkas. Even though that was Gemara's Havina, we get the cash upon it, but since the Maskana, the Gemara says, to be chav yourself is an Isser, the Gemara does not say what the Isser is. The Isser to damage yourself is the Isser of Baal Tashkas. The Torah Soul in the Mishnah also, in Parakat and Oismim, Oislamates, also says the Isser of Baal Tashkas, Lechem Mishnah in Deis Bar Gimel, Yam Shushloim and Achayvel and Oismim Tes. They all learn that Isser Matzkon is the Isser of Baal Tashkas. The Pasuk of the Sugya, Tzavbir, doesn't sound that way. Gemara says, just like the Isser of Mitzvah Yisrael and Yayin, which Shulchur is not Baal Tashkas, there is also an Isser of Bichol Yisrael. So there are other Pasukim, other Pasukim do bring down. The Pisho in the Simen Tav Chof and Chosh Mishpat, Sirkon Chof Aleph, he says, in Echanan Matzkon, there is no Baal Tashkas if the thing can go back by itself, by Bichol Yisrael. However, the Kuli Amma, everyone does agree, Chavot, that won't go back, you cut off a person's arm or leg, that was Kuli Amma, you're over an Isser of Baal Tashkas. So it comes out, to mazik a person's chayfis, the Kuli Amma, you're over Baal Tashkas, to mazik a person's ghost, Yo'ayv al-Pashas, with Kuli Amma, if it's not going to be Chayser, if it is going to be Chayser, it's Machlokes HaPosekim, what the Isser is. Avada is the Isser, Shalom, what the Isser is. Now, to understand together what the Isser of al-Pashas is, first the Makor, the Pashas Shoytim, the Perichof, the Pashas over there is talking about when Chayser went to Muhammad and put a siege around the nation. The Pasuk says, Lo yisashchit et ha'etzah. You cannot destroy what etzah tree. You're talking about on the Pasuk a tree. Now whose tree are we talking about? Who owns this tree? Klaus went to Muhammad and put a siege around the nation. And outside the siege, there are trees there. So Kulam one shot, the tree is Hefker. And therefore the Be'etzer, a Patashkas on Hefker. The Noit Behudot in Yonah, in Yodea, is him in Ap Yod. Talking about going hunting, you're supposed to go hunting or not. He talks about hunting of animals on the Hefker. He wants a tiny ulai, maybe it's the derisha about Pashas. Fine, he says, look, ulai. But before Pashas, there is an issa about Pashas on Hefker. There is another way to know the parasha. The parasha is not talking about the trees of Hefker, it's talking about the trees that people in the city own. And who are the people in the city going? And therefore, there's about Pashas on the going. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Rab and the Hilchos Shmiras are good by Nefesh. And who are the Beis Yitzchok and Tshuva, Yodei, Tim, Kufn, and Beis. They learn the part, the Pshat of the Pasuk is, they put a siege on Goyim, and who owns the trees? Goyim. That means it'll come out, there is a Baal Tashkos on Goyim. You cannot destroy a Chavetz of a Goyim. Shulchan Aruch Rab then ends off, just like you cannot destroy a Chavetz of a Goyim, Kolshken, you cannot destroy your soul or Hefker. Shulchan Aruch Rab says, who did, you cannot destroy Hefker. The Pasuk says, you cannot destroy say your soul, say Hefker, and say a Goyim. So it comes out, the Pasuk declares, what is the Isser to be Mazik a Goyim? To pay him a Goyim, that Chazan says you have to. What is the Isser to be Mazik? We went through different psukim, v'afulich, and k'morich ha'koyit, not nechon reich, other pashkim, pashkim, lirkel alachom. If the eagle has eaten mechshul, it's ben al-chaveiro, it's not applied to a goy. Asher v'tavei goy, a goy is not a lechicho. The lechis nechicho b'l v'echa, the ritpas pasik, a goy is not nechon lechicho. The tzigzil, a pashkim, v'ikim say, it's not applied to a goy. So what is the is if we mask a goy? L'chura, l'forsha itzir is batashis. If the is of the whole is of hezik, again, the fact of the whole is of batashis, and the pasuk of batashis is talking about a goy papis, a goy tree. So see clearly that the issue of Mazik Goy of Batashas. Unless you come to a term of what else comes to a term. But that means first there is Klor and Isser to destroy the Mazik Goy of Batashas. Now, together Batashas, first there are two things. There's talking about the case of a tree, and there's talking about the Shadvarm, other things, Kvatsim, Momin. The first, as a tree, that looks like Yama, that's Lava the Torah, that's also the Torah, the Ramam Paragvav. In the Malachim, say you get Malkus for it. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavkuf Chavtes, get Malkus from the Torah. Betzim is Kuma Malkus, Chavbeis, Amnalas, it's also from the Torah. However, other things, Shadvarim is a Shiloh, Machlok is a Poiskim, if it's also from the Torah, or the Gzera, the Amonim. And what the Poiskim over Iker, also seems to be Machlok is Azun Yetet. Rav Neustadt over there writes that the Iker the Poiskim say it's in the Amonim. The Sefer Eitz HaSod and the whole Tzai Sefer on. Batashas, he writes, because the Rav Rishonim say the Isser of Shadvarim is the Din D'Oraisa. Fine. So, Batashas, there are two different things. There are Shadvarim and there are Ilanis, and they also have a slightly different Gedarim. Ilanis has a Din of Sakana. So, to pick, focus more on the case of Ilanis, and Bli Nether after Purim, go back to the case of Shadvarim, but to focus on the Inna of Ilanis, back on trees, what is the get of Batashas and the get to Ilanis? And do I look up this farm exactly? What the Gedder is, there are a couple of Svarim, one the Sefer Birch Hashem, Sefer Batashkas, he has over 110 pages on the Indian Dafka of Ilanis. The Sefer Eitz HaTzadah has over 70 pages Dafka in Ilanis. The Sefer Shmir Zagof HaNefesh has a Simna on it, Simen Reish Nun, Sefer Bayis and Simen Tes. And the Kamal Kamal Chubas and the Kamal Yonim, they speak about the Indian Miyuchot, the case of Ilanis of trees. To start from the Sugya of what the Gedder is, the Gemara of Abakamal and Achoyimul and Tzadik Alpha and Beis, the Gemara says, Omer Rav, stickler toin kavo, a dekel that has toin kavo, mount of parrots with a kavo, also mixayu. Has a kav, you can't call it. How much is a kav? A kav is a very small amount. According to Chaznish, it's 2.4 liters. According to Chaynol, it's 1.38 liters. That means, basim, any soda bottle in a soul, 1.5 liters, is more than the amount of parrots you have to have in the tree that grows all year. Very small amount. That's also to cut down. That's just to clear. And what about less than that? Let's say you have a tree that only grows one peri the whole entire year. So the Sefer Shiva Tamara, and also being down the Sefer Be'er Chaim Mordechai from the point of the Eitzer, they say that's true, it's Osir, and there is an Eitzer with the Kav, but less than the Kav, it's Chati Shir. That means the together usually is that a Shir is Osir Matari to get Malkus for it, and Chati Shir is Osir Matari, don't get Malkus for it. So any tree that gives off any amount of berries at all, that one time is ochat shir, that's also minatayro. Who the Gemara sounds before it's another way. The Gemara is saying, Amar Rav, a dekel, the torn kava, also mitayro. It has the kava, also to cut it down. We're talking about the isil over here. We're not talking about the isil minatayro. We're not talking about malchus over here. We're talking about the isil. Because the pashat, the Gemara is saying clearly, that the shir is dafka kav, and less than the kav, echlami, will be mutal gamli. I can get circle, so it's chetzi shir. The first, there's one concept everyone agrees, is something that's chetzi shir and the chetzi iser, or chetzi mlacho. The marshal, bas b'chol, gzayis, osu minatayro, get malchus. Half a gzayis is chetzi shir, osu minatayro. How can you eat bas by yourself, without the b'chol? Just eating meat, how can you eat? It's chetzi shir. It's half bas b'chol. So all that kind of bringing this down is the marshal, that about this, so the concept of chetzi mlacho, or chetzi iser. When is it iser with the shir? It's chetzi shir. Here it's not even iser. The iser is boser bechalav, and you only have boser. Or have to wear tzemer, have to wear wool. It's chetzi shir of tzemer or fishtim. No, it's not chetzi shir. It's chesaron in the whole entire iser itself. So what is the concept of chetzi shir and the concept of chetzi iser? Sometimes the iser is the shir. L'moshul, person on Shabbos, the right to be paskin make a hadin. A person can knock out the tchuk 12,000 amos. That's the deraisa. 2,000 rabbonim, 12,000 is deraisa. So a person comes to the boundary, and he has 12,000 amos to go. How can he take one foot out? The chura, it's chetzi shir. Chetzi shir also matayu. The shir is 12,000 amos. Chura, one amos should be chetzi shir. What does it have to? Zof da akhoinim. No, the shir is you cannot leave your mokrim. That is the iser. Well, how far is your mokrim? 12,000 amos. That means the shir of 12,000 amos is not a getting shir. It's leaving your mokrim. It's just leaving your mokrim. How much is your mokrim? 12,000 amos. Another mashal they give, the person can carry a drop less than al amos on Shabbos, more than al amos. Also min ha'taro. Passing away in simin shin mem tes, halacha, mikra din. A person is mutl ha'tchilo, simin shin mem tes, mutl ha'tchilo of a person to carry a chepet, one amos of shir drop. Why? Dal amos also min ha'taro. One amos should be chetzi shir also min ha'taro. So the place can get it, you cannot leave your mokum. Your mokum, every person has dal amos. The person's mokum is dal amos. The person's mokum is dal amos. The shir of dal is only what his mokum is. That means one amma is not a chesaron in the shir. One amma is a chesaron in the iser shavoy, a chesaron in the melachos shavoy. Who didn't over here the case of by Pashas, by Elon, that you have a tree, that when it has a tree, the whole iser in the Torah is a cut down tree that gives no peris. Any tree that peris less than a calf, the Elon having a calf is not the shir. That makes it the Elon that gives peris. Anything less than that is not the Elon give peris. It's not the Elon. Elon's track that gives no forth. Therefore, since it's down the tree, the chlam and chush be mutal rechilo to cut it down as the iser of batashus in Elon. Might be another batashus for shayt form, but not on Elon shaboy. The Torah says the iser of batashus by Elon is dafka on peris. Now, if there are no peris in the tree, there never was and never will be. That the Rambam writes in Malachim Parakvot, clearly there is no iser of batashus. The guys in Tzitzel Shemir Tzigufa Nefesh also passes this way. Even though there is a piskei toishus in Pesachim and Simchas Kuflam and Beis, that he writes, that any way simon bracha to cut down any tree. Don't see any simon bracha. So the artist of my friend want to bring it down. So first, when it means any way simon bracha, the Meshivu and Reshmi of Taz brings down the Taz, that usually means that it's not also, it just means any way simon bracha, it does not mean it's also mamish. Or if someone say the Piskei Toysis and the Toys Cypher, it's a mistake, because the Chud is no makar for it. And the Iker, it seems that it's a Chiddush, and the Chud is no Isser, and the Pashas, you all have to cut down a tree that give off no Paris. Let's say a tree gave all peris, and now it's old tree, it died out. Can you cut it down? Again, the Rambam says in Malachim Parakvav, you can't cut it down, because right now circle safe, does not give all peris, and the Radak and the Ravak and Parakvav and Malachim Malach say the same thing. Now, what is a tree that we're talking about? The Issa of cutting down a tree that gives all peris. What type of tree? So, one person can declare, let's say a banana tree. Is that a tree or not? So first, together, on the Sheva Levi writes in Truman, the Chalakeis, and the Tadakeis, the Gedder is Boyer for your eighth or Arlo. That is the Gedder. Then he writes that grass, or Yuaka, and tomatoes, vegetables, even though that's a free, but not free of the eighth. And therefore, there is no it's about Tashkut al Tilonis Shaboy. Again, about Tashkut Shadvar, maybe, but not al Tilonis. Therefore, it's mutter to cut down a banana tree in Lukura, and anything that's not together of Boyer for your eighth, together of Arlo, the Yavit also says together of Arlo. Or that is not except the free of eighth, only because the free of Yuaka's. What about you have a tree that is very has talaim inside, worms that people won't eat it? Or let's say you have a tree that's mar, it's very bitter. So the Daka Tshuva and Sim Kuf Tazayin in your day and Sim Kuf and Nun Aleph, If it has worms inside, slime inside, sekel sefer check to eat. You can take out the slime, or you can find paste that have no slime. Sekel sefer is a pre. Voidi says, even if you have a pre that's mara, that's bitter, also sekel sefer, even though you can't eat it, but you turn it to a mashko, you can turn it to a drink. In fact, you turn it to a drink, that itself is enough to make it into a pre. However, let's say you cannot turn it to a mashko. Well, let's say it is not ready to eat by taking out the bug, still not ready to eat. So there, revising, he has a tape about this, on Lach Malach, number 41, he brings out for a palm, he hears for a palm, he heard him say it numerous times, that he kind of that parrots that are inferior quality, that in New York, a lot of times trees have parrots that normally eat, no shaykhs to eating, that abad knocks in the parrots, and abad you let it fall down, there's no concern of bad tashkas, on the parrots that knocks, that people won't eat, and no shaykhs to be eaten. Also, the Baron Moshe of Chalakai says, if the parrots have tloyim inside, and you're cutting down beside the tloyim, because you're afraid people are going to eat it, the iser, that's nichol to Elis Nevada, then you are allowed to cut down. We'll get to the Tayyub. The Gemara goes on Vaito in Achayvah Tafkal from Beis, Omar Panina, Leishokid, Shivchas Bri, Elis Akot, Tainosa, Bloy Zimno. Now Panina, his son passed away, Shivchas passed away, because he cut down to Eina Bloy Zimno. The first we see over here, they're cutting down a day tree, or any tree, is Lazakwa and Isser, it's also Inyam Sakana. We see that Shivcha he passed away, Shivcha passed away. So place giving that from here clearly that the Inyam side of Isser Shabai is the Isser of Sakana. Therefore the Gedder is Chamir Sakantum Yisiro. Therefore even when you have a Sakhik with Sex Sakha, or even why if the place will not be Mahmoud by going down a tree, why are the sins Chamir Sakantum Yisiro? We'll get back to that aspect. The Gemara goes on saying to a Terim, when you might cut down a tree. Amar Ravina one has to Mahayam Ula B'Zamun Mutter. If the wood of the tree is worth more being cut down, there'll be mutter. Meaning, let's say the tree itself is a couple of pairs a year, a few dollars a year. However, the wood itself, you cut down, you sell it, you make it into a house, it'll be worth much more. The Gemara says clearly, if the wood of the tree is worth more being inside a house, you're allowed to cut it down. Why? That's the peri. The fruit is not the fruit that goes on the tree. The fruit is the wood. The wood is its value, and the value, you're allowed to cut it down. The Gemara goes on saying, Nachayater, that also when you're going mehetik to either a person, or you're going mehetik to another person's field, or to other paris, also you're allowed to cut down a tree. So you have two atarim, one head you're allowed to cut down if for the reva of the tree, another head you're allowed to cut down if it's being matik somebody or something else. Comes along the Rosh, over here in Achayvel, and makes it serif between the two sheetahs. He says, we said for reva of the eighth is motor, and also the matik something else is motor. What about Rebach for something else? Is that Motor? Again, not Rebach for the tree, and not Magic for something else. What about Rebach for something else? It's Sirif. So the Rosh says Motor, the Sirif HaMokam, you want the place. You don't want the tree, but you don't, not something has it. It's Rebach for the Mokam, you want the place. Echnami says the Rosh, it is also Motor. Rebach for Sirif Akha, that's Motor, he's making it Sirif, as the Bidin Tzion explains. So it comes out, a Rebach for something else is Motor, therefore the Taz, in Yerdei, and some Kupta Zayin, some Kodvah, bring down a local Ma'isa, person who wants to extend the house or build a house and the trees there, you can cut it down. Why? It's Rebach for Tzarech HaMokam. There's no issue. The Gemara is saying it's a heter for Rebach, it's a heter for Tzarech HaMokam. Rebach for Tzarech HaMokam, Tzarech HaMokam is Motor. So it comes out, this Allah, the Taz, Venegeya, Kam Mokamis, that a lot of times in most places, Sinai Tzol, Sinai America, you want to, whether to extend your house, or you want to build a house, any place, there are trees there, are you allowed to cut down? So the Taz, are you allowed to cut down? Why? Because it's the Rebach of that Mokam, the Tzarech HaMokam, and Echlami, that'll be Motor. That's also the Beni Rukum, not the Rishon, he passed that way in the Siv Lamed Aleph. Now, do we pass him like this Taz and this Rosh? So, Meshav Dovah and Tziv and Chalik Beis and Simon and Aleph, Nunvav, he brings down that the Rambam disagrees with the Rosh. And in time is why the Rambam brings down the head of the Gemara of that a Rebach for the tree is Motor, Hezek L'Tzarech Acher is Motor, but the Rambam is not bringing the heter of the Tzarech HaMokam. Therefore, it says in the Tziv and the Maria Ashkenazi, they want kind of the Rambam arms on the Rosh, and therefore the Be'etzim, they want a Paskin like the Rambam. Now first, Pshat in the Tziv has the understanding of the Rambam. Shemati, someone kind of Pshat, he's going to say Pshat the Rambam, the Rambam has no heter, that something that is not done Derech Ashkoso is Motor. So one time he's saying Shana Rambam that true, even though you're doing it with the LS, that you want a house in the Mokum, but since, even though it's not Derech Hashkoso, you're doing it with the LS, still it's also because Circle Sartoya adds to the Gabri. We have no Heter, even with the LS. That's how someone tied it. Have you looked at Rambam before? It says another way. The Rambam says, Loy Osa Toya Ella Derech Hashkoso. The Torah only asks you when derech hashoso. Look at the Ramban and the Seibov, and on the Pasuk, you learn the same way, the whole list derech, back to derech hashoso. Rashi in the Pasuk seems to say that way also. Look at the Paiskim, the Yavis, the Samsoifa, the Chavatiyah, the Oi, they're all like, Hoshe, the whole issue about Hashkos by tree is Dafko Derech Hashkoso. So Chura, what the Tzivah is saying is arguing what is the Gen of Derech Hashkoso. What is Pshat Derech Hashkoso? Here, Maisa, you're cutting down the tree and you want the Mokrin. Now, you're destroying the tree. You are destroying the tree, except doing it for the Mokrin. The Tzivah is understanding, with Fidei Rambam, the fact that you're destroying the tree, even though you want the Mokrin, that is Derech Hashkoso. For the tree, it's Hashkoso. For the Mokrin, for you, it's Gevaldik. But understand the tree itself, that's Hashkoso. And the Orch understanding? No. So if you look at the whole entire package, and the whole entity, the whole thing that's going on, it's not Ashkosa. You want the Mokhan, it's the Elf in Gansin. I for the tree is not the Elf, still Mokhan. It's the Elf in Gansin. Therefore, it's not considered Ashkosa. That's the core held in the Tzid. It's understanding the Makhlokis, the Rambam, and the Rosh. So first, the Arakam Paiskim, who say that Rambam is not true, based Yitzchok, Kukhan and Beis, and the Oymer and others, they want Taina. First of all, we don't see any place the Rambam argues with Furish on the Rosh, and before they want Taina, the Rambam does agree to the Rosh. The Rambam brings down the two cases of the Gemara, and if Rambam only brings down the one says Gemara Furish, but he's asking the Rosh, Tzarech Mekoyma is Mutter. Who are like this, that in the definition of Derech HaShchoso, the Gemara on Shabbos, Kopayim Abayi, the Gemara says, that you let up the Koyah by Mutter, Koyah in your anger, you can rip holding in front of a person in your anger to show that you're angry. You want to do it, that you're destroying a Beket. Why? To show somebody else angry, but to help somebody else. For the Beget, it's a destructive thing, it's Hashchoso for the Beget. Yeah, but to help somebody else, the Gemara is saying clearly it's Mutter. Therefore, the Heshev Moshe, Tainus, from that Gemara, we see clearly that Derech Hashchoso is only also when it's Hashchoso in the Gansin. However, to help somebody else, that's not still Hashchoso. Avad of Hashkin Paskin, Aloha, Yilan, destroy a Beget when they did it to help somebody else, that's not still Hashchoso. The Abi Omer does point out that that's enough the sheet, the whole Shad Vom is in Dereisa, it'll be a good Raya. However, not the place from the whole Shad Vom is in Dereisa, I'll put no right from the Shad Vom to a tree. Might not the place from the whole Shad Vom is in Dereisa, I can't place one in that way. Put Raya from Shomer, Samachev is the tree, that's not the Dereisa Shosso. So, first, again, the off place from Montaigne, the Nasir won't say that I'm on the Rosh, he passed by the Rambam. Seems, first of all, that the place from Montaigne, no, the Rambam did not argue, look, the Gemara on Shabbat sounds not that way. Void is a Beit Yaakov, it's Simon Kof Mem, he also wants Taina Tosis arguing on the Rosh, he wants also passing like Tosis. Have a Lamaisa of Alokho, besides we have two Rishonim, the Rosh and the Beit Yaakov, and the Rambam Shafir, what he holds, Maisa of Tosis, clearly they quote the Taz, and they quote the Rosh Alokho, say the Taz himself passing that way, the Beit of your day, Simon Kof Dazayin, Chof Mos Odom, the Kishon Honor, Chavis Yor, the Urcha Shulchan, the Chidor, the Knesset Gedoylo, the Kavachayim, the Gaz, the Abiy Oime, they're all passing Alokho, Maisa like the Rosh. It's true, there is again an attempt. However, Lachla Maisa clearly among the Poskim, there's a Rosh, Ibn Yeruchim, and then the Taz, the Poskim, all afterwards, La Lachla Maisa Paskin, Tzarech HaMokhim, that's Mutter. However, there's Nochataino on this Rosh. Before we get to that, first, let's understand what the get up to El Tzarech HaMokhim is. Let's say, Marshall, you want to make a chotzer while you want to play basketball. The tree's in the way. Can you cut down a tree but start playing basketball? Is that actually enough of a teller? So also I heard one person once Taino about its mutter. If the Fidirosh should be mutter, other places maybe not, Fidirosh should be mutter. However, you look in the according to the Paiskim is not that way. Look in the Chavatiyah and Simakup Tadikay, he passes like the Rosh and goes to the Rosh. He still says to one open your chotzer, he says, Sai, Lutyul, Osam, Tesevat, or Khori Tanis Osir. Even though it's mutter, the circle Kaimon, but any Torah has to be a real bona fide Torah. It can't be something you enjoy it, you want it. It has to be a real need. The Rosh Hashulchan, the Simakub, the Zayin, bring down the Chavetz Yor, the Kav Chaim also, the Yibir Oimer, they're all bring down. This whole answer is not something to you or to Sefer Torah. The Zera Emes and the Akshuv bring down. Also, we want to do a Sam Lenoi or the Yaisi, or the Yibir Oimer brings down. That also is not considered to Elis. To Elis means a real to Elis. The Moshe we spoke about by Tzav Al-Chaim. Tzav Al-Chaim is Mutu with Elis. Ramon, Simon Hay, and Evan Ezer. Maisa, if you like doing things to animals, because you enjoy it, because you have a chayva, that's not to Ellis. The Ramon's not to Ellis. You enjoy something, you should hold yourself back. And to Ellis has to be a bona fide to Ellis. Therefore, the Aruch L'Shulchan, when he's talking about Aruch L'Ner, when he's talking about the Gedeh Bapashtas, he says, what is the Itzah Zel Batolof? He wants time to Itzah Bapashtas. Idea you're doing the chayva, that's not enough to Ellis. You have to have a real to Ellis. It's not to Ellis, not mutter. What in the case of the Nadav Yehuda going hunting, he also says, you cannot stop going hunting because you haven't enjoyed hunting. You're doing hunting to find matashas. You're doing it why? Because you need the oil, the skin of the animal, that's pesedah, that's not matashas. You're doing it why? Because not as close to anybody else, that's mutter. If it's not for your taiva, there's no heter for that. So again, the gather of the heter of tzorach v'koymoi, it's not that you want the makom, it's tzorach, the need of the makom. But the need of the makom, because your house is small to make it bigger, you need a shul, you need to build a house, that's mutter. A tzorach is mutter. The difference is what you need and what you want. Wanting is not good enough. A taiva is not good enough. A needing is only mutter. And look where, therefore, a person, a piece of Torah, cannot afford to knock away a tree to build a basketball court. Let's get talking to Torah. Look where it's not a Torah. Pasha in most cases. Not a Torah. Look where it should be also. The Sheva Levi in Chalabov, he does find in Simon Kufi Beis, that with Man Azeh, the seventh Torah of Abi is to Torah Rav. To Torah, in a way, the Chavis Yohan says, not Torah Rav. Maybe in this day it wasn't Torah. Nowadays, people need more space and more Abi and more air. Maybe it is to Torah Rav. But you do need a real Torah. Stop what you want, you need a real tzarek to be stemming upon this rosh. Now, again, this rosh is saying anything that's tzarek mekoymoi is mutter. That's the poskim paskim. Mentioned Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina said his son only passed away. Why? Because Shivchas be passed away, cut down the date tree. Now, we're talking about a person that his father said he's absolutely a tzaddik, and why did he pass away? Because he cut down the date tree. Now, the more silly thing is it's a sakana going on. So the Yavitz, the person honestly was a tzaddik. The only thing that he can pick, that's what he died for, is out of the tzaddik. And still he's getting punished for it. Cut down the day tree. So what he's getting punished for? Says the Yankee, the Echamim, there is no Isser. You cut down, whether it's Tzarek Mekoyim, or you cut down other cases. The Echamim, it was Mutter. Still there's a Sakona. The Yankee says, there's a Sakona, even when it's Mutter, whether it's Tzarek Mekoyim, whether it's for the Rebbe of the Asim, whether it's causing Hesed. These cases, even though it's Mutter, it's still there's a Sakona, and still it's also. But I bring down also a safe chassidim in his tavoy in Simon Mem Hei. He says a tavoy, he commands the kids, and in the clock afterwards, the person should not cut down a tree. In fact, I find a woman cut down a tree. What's the avadatos? Also, mefer. So they say, besides the issue of cutting down, even when it's also, even when it's butter, it's still a sakon. Third man, I'm going to bring down the gemon sukkah, the chavdas from Malach, and more of this says, cutting down in London's tavoy, it causes them always to be. If you like him, they get eclipsed, the moon and the stars. So you see, there's the Indian Sakana. So first, Pshat, Avada Evan agrees with the Indian Sakana. That's what Kulam Evan agrees. The Shal, the Yavitin Moisev, even when it's Mutter, still there's a Sakana. Pashas can say, you must think a Sakana only when it's Aser. The Yavit says the Chiddush, even when it's Mutter, still there's a Sakana. Masham goes this way, Mechalot, Divayol, the big name is Indian, that the even when it's Mutter, still there's a Din of Sakana. That means it comes out, all the cases we mentioned before, that's Mutter, Tzarek Mekoyim, or other things, circle, Tzarek, is a concern of Tekono. The first, Balocho, the Paiskin Taino, first of all, not the way. They Taino, the Pashas, or the Rosh, saying it's Mutter, and the Taz, saying it's Mutter. They don't mention the Inim Tekono. Says the Beishleimo. They don't say it, they're saying it's Mutter. I can tell me it's Inim Tekono. Tekono means it's Osir. Tekono is Osir to do. What does he have to? It must be Echlami, the Army and the Yajits. And all the places we bring down the Rosh before all are in the Yavitz. Again, we mentioned before the Shulchan Aruch and the Chayotim and the Graz and the Aruch HaShulchan and all these places we bring down the Rosh before, and they don't mention the Inyam Sakana. Of course, clearly arguing on the Yavitz thing when it's Mutter, there is no Inyam Sakana. The Maestas of the place can go and that Ketuvah Shem Kuf Tazayim Sikon and Aleph. They bring down from the Avnei Tzedek where your place can hold. There is no Inyam Sakana when it's Mutter. Who didn't? The Mishwam Azam and the Cheshwam and the Chalei Beis and the Tadak Gimel says where your place can hold that way. But Vosna and Chelikei says Ikadin is not like Yavitz. Yabi Yoima says it that way. So Beikara Hashem, Allah of the Pesukim say there is no Sakana unless it's Mokem Misser. Mokem Misser is no Sakana. However, the Vosna does say the Minik is the Chapkilot Pimachmer. Even though Allah of the Pesukim, where Pesukim Pesukim is no Inim Sakana, when it's Mutter, the Minik is the Chapkilot Pimachmer. Yabi Yoima also says it's Yoitza Toy Pimachmer if you can. So you should try to make and try to get as many shittas as you can at the chum of the amul. From ikadin, the tzarek ha-mokum, there is no isser. So to mention some coolest, the place can bring down, and the place can try to mitzaref and use, is one is the isser cutting down a tree. Is it after the whole entire tree, or is it also the branches? You have branches there, the Torah says you can't cut down an elon. Can you cut down one branch? Or even have to plug off one leaf. One leaf is also part of the tree. You have to, and if you walk by branches, I don't just break them off. Is there any isser batashmas? So Mishul Melech, in the Yisum Yisbeach, Perek Zayin, he says, no, the whole Issa is Dafka in Elon, and the Ethem is from Iri, and Brochus, and Bov and Beis, and the Shulchan passes that way, to the Kupta Zayin. This whole entire Issa is Dafka cutting off a tree, and not cutting off a branch. That's how the Chavashiyot, Beis Yaakov, Kriyulev, Matzchias, Kaal Pleishim, go with this Mahalach. And the Sefer Eitzah Sotah, he is Rabbi Yashim, and says, if you make a Torah, and also Rabbi Avner's Mekel, there is no Isser by a branch. However, our Machmir, the Dov Mishor wants to answer, the Beis Yitzchuk says, it's Nichol the Isser, Chavashiyot, Otim, and Torah. He says, Mali causes Kuloi, Mali causes Palka. What difference if Kuloi will have to think? Or the whole thing, the Maitre is to be Itza of Chetzi Shir. So fine, for Maitre we have Mahalikis, the Ikid of the place seems to be Mekel. Therefore, let that person have a Sukkah. And there are branches of the Sukkah, comes up every couple of years, sometimes you have to cut the branches atop of your Sukkah. What can you do? Are you allowed to cut them or not? So first, the Pagam Yafis, the Aflor, and Kumash, he says, that's Nichol together of Ula B'damim. Just like when it's the branch itself has more value and you can put it in a building. Who is Nichlam Ulava Dhamam? Meaning who is the Rosh? Nichlam Hetzib Sarek Mekaimai. So first of all, it is mortal would be the Rosh. Who you have a problem of Sekhono. So the best thing to do is not to cut down the tree, because there the Arpaisim are all the core of the author. And the best thing is to cut down only the branches. And you meet Zav Kamashit as a whole, to cut off the branches, there is no Isser. Chutz Midi Akam Paisim say on a mitzvah, there is no Inim Sekhono. Of Shemim Mitzvah Lei Deira. Another case, the place coming down, what you should do if you're going to have to cut down a tree. If first you try to cut down only branches, another thing they say is, can you give it to a guy to cut down? Tell a guy to cut down. The law is that Amir al-Akram by Shabbos, Kulam is also. By Shabbos, it's a boy to a Ifshto, and Gwam of Amitziel. The law is that Amir al-Akram all over Amachmer. However, the Israelites and Rashi, the Paschim, that Shabbos, there is no Israel of Amir al-Akram. Therefore, the place say, if again, try to mind from your tomb, the best thing is to ask a guy to cut down the tree for you. Why point the rationally right? But there is no Isser of Amir al-Akram by Shari Surim. So our Achon who is cashed on this, the first of all, the Isser of Al-Pashas, the Rambam says, is Lam Dafko, Dura Maith to be a dying. Even a grandma is the Isser of Al-Pashas. The Rambam writes, the person who holds back Amitamayim, he holds back water to go to a tree, that's going to a tree, he's still over the Isser of Al-Pashas, or Pashas to Raisa. So the Hura isn't going to cut it down, the Hura is not worse than any grandma, but there is also an Isser of Al-Pashas. But in the Isser, you had a foil of Kiyad Balabayis, the Chosh will still be awesome. And Michael, the Yaitz himself, who he himself writes, is an Isser of Sakana, even when it's Mutter, he declares, what is the Sakana? Is the Sakana because Michael should not be cut down? Or Tainus, maybe the Sakana isn't because he's an Adam Khoshib, Shivko is Adam Khoshib, and therefore Adam Khoshib, he himself should not have done it, that was the Sakana. And therefore getting somebody else to cut down, or getting a guy to cut down, that will be Mutter. Therefore the Yaitz says, Mitzarek, the first thing to get a guy to cut down, therefore the Pashim say, even if the Yaif is saying Sakana is also, the best thing to do, if you are going to cut down branches, is a guy to go cut it down. The Pashim say, even not better, you should sell the character to a guy, and therefore it's his own character itself, and he's doing malach on his own character, and therefore cut down the tree of his own tree. The best thing is to sell to a guy, and a guy to cut it down for himself. Another thing the Pashim discuss, that it will be a better thing to do, is when a person has a tree. So the one thing you can do is uproot the whole entire tree and replant it someplace else. So stamp to replant, can you stamp uproot a tree and replant someplace else? The Yaivit says that is no Isser at all about Pashkas. He writes in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Vav, the only about Pashkas is to destroy the tree. In fact, you uproot it and plant it someplace else, that's no Isser about Pashkas. Some Sefer quotes the Yaivit and disagrees and says, Echlami, you are allowed to uproot and plant someplace else only when there is a Te'elis. And he says the Chiddush, also the Chassam Sefer, that whenever you can uproot it and plant it someplace else, you should try to uproot it and plant someplace else. If you have no heter to be mashless more than we need to do. Let's say you have a heter certain kind like going to the Rosh of cutting down a tree. Says the Chassam Sefer, that's true if you cannot plant the tree someplace else. If you can't plant the tree someplace else, the Chui they mashless, destroying the tree for no reason, for you have no heter, and the Chui you have to do is uproot it and plant it someplace else. So the Zman Hazel, you have big trees, and to cut it down is much easier, and the price and the value to offer the plant somebody else costs much more, says the Sheva Levi and Shuvah, and Kalam, that's also nichol together of Iyashur. That's not just that you can replant it someplace else. But Maitha, we have again over here this Indian of offering and planting somebody else, and Kalam, that's mutter the Kulam on the Tzayah. Now the Tzayah is Machlokes, the Shuvah being down is Machlokes and Kuvda Zayin. So therefore the best thing again is, if a person is going to cut down a tree, and he needs a Malkum, so the best thing is to offer it and plant it someplace else, if he is able to plant it somewhere else. Skuma was mentioned. First again, the Isser of Garim Hezek One needs to assume the Pesukim coming down is about Tashvis, the Bav Dafka going with Hezek to somebody else, even through Hezek to yourself. Negeya to cutting down trees, the Issa is Bav Dafka your tree or yourself's tree, the Issa is even to a Goy's tree, even to a Hefka's tree. Therefore, the Pesukim, the Gemara says, Mutter to cut down a tree for the Revach of a Eitzin, Mutter to cut down a tree because causing Hezek, and the Rosh says, Mutter to also Mutter to cut down a tree, need the Mokrim. There is no issa of cheteshir, the gather of a tree that gives off payers for is by Priya Eitz or Arlo, and payers that give off inferior fruits, our Pham says there is no issa of cutting down the tree. This Indian of cutting down the tree, this Indian clearly of Sakana when it's also when it's mutter, they can the Pesukim say there is no Indian of Sakana. Now the Pesukim say you should be Chavi Machmer, the Chatkilo of all Tachas, and first either cut down the branch, or replant somebody else, or give it to Goy, sell it to Goy, and get the Goy himself to cut it down. In the Yalkut, in the Rebbe's Tef, Tof, Tof, Kuf, Terzayin, Kuf, Kuf, Gimel, he's going on the Pasha and Treftim. The Yalkut says, on the Pasha, Kimeno Soichal is a mitzvah nasei. And this day eat is nasei. And loisichlois is lois nasei. That's a lois nasei. So what does that mean? Says the Mavar Rami in the Pirish on the Yalkut, in the Pirish Zayis Rana, that every time you cut down a tree, his first chat is, you're over two things, you're over nasei and a lois nasei. Lois nasei, loisichlois. And I say, can be metal soichal, and this you should eat. The fact you're cutting it down, you're destroying it. Then if you even say in the same, and say, Eloi Sassay. The Mogavama has a second shot. He brings down the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, a person is also leaking din v'cheshvin, that in fact they saw a pre v'loi ochal. In fact they saw a fruit and did not eat it. First, person give them the cheshvin that he saw that he can have a knot in this world and did not have a knot in this world. This Yishalmi is brought down by the Pesukim in Archaim, it's in the Rish Chavay. The Mishbro over there brings it down to cognitive test. He said, it's a mitzvah le'echo ma'ak mikol min chodesh ha'shbashana. It's a mitzvah to the Mishnah Berurah to eat a peri, every new peri, a little bit that year. Why? Kdei laharei shechov alav b'riyasa shal kodesh baruch hu. To show that person that how feeble he is, the b'riya of a kodesh baruch hu. Chov shal is not stamu in this world, that we're abadim kodesh baruch hu, that we are, but also we should have a chiba to kodesh baruch hu, and some oras out of chiba, and we should appreciate everything that kodesh baruch hu gave us, and we should want and have desire to have a shy system in this history of everything that Kachbok for this world is the perpetrator of our own good, Sayyid al-Mahabba, Sayyid al-Mahazza, and therefore the core of the Peshad is that we should enjoy everything we have in this world, and we should eat everything we have, and show our Chiba to Kachbok. Thank you, Zerchel, and Chavva Hashem to Kachbok. Now the Shchodesh. So first, Shchodesh of Lav Halachas, its special, its uniqueness. Where's the Makar for Shchodesh? Where's the first time it comes up? So Makar really is from Sheshi Meir Breishis, ready from the world created, and Yom Revi'i, fourth day, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shnei Ma'ariz Gedolim, two big lights, and then the Pasuk says, Tomorrow Gadol, Tomorrow Katan, the big ones and the small ones. So Rashi brings down the Gemara Chul, that everyone knows, that what Pshat first says are two big lights, and then it says one big and one small. Because the sun and the moon at Hanukkah Shabbat was Yeshel the for Melech to sit on Kisei Echad to Kisei for Melech Echad is Shamsu be Kisei Echad.
Two
Melachim. Yeshel Shem Melachim was Shamsu be Kisei Echad. Not possible with two Melachim to be Shamsu with one throne. So therefore, what Shabbat do? He's made the moon. He made it smaller. At Kan Rashi. That's what you do. The one chul goes on Baita. It says that the moon had taisa Hashem, I had a good taisa, therefore you make me less. Why did it lose out because of it? So first he says, you know what, to Matthias the moon, he told him the moon will be even during the day. That's why at the end of the day, the sun's out, you'll see the moon. Still he wasn't Matthias, he wasn't happy because Shagam Tayyab, my boy, was out for having the moon during the day. So he says, you know what, Christ will count by the lunar calendar. Says, what's the point? You also count by the solar calendar, out the Tkufis, for the Tkufis. So he says, no one are called tzaddikim by your name, Shmuel HaKotan, David HaKotan, Yaakov HaKotan. Still he wasn't happy. So Gemara ends off, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, the Ireach, have you kapar alai shemitosi as Ireach? The pashas, the words, the tight words are, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because of what I did, it made you small, I have to bring a kapar for myself, that it made you smaller. Have you, they shall bring a kapar upon me, that I made the Ireach small. They should bring, meaning in the Amrish Lakish, that's what it says, but the carbon of Rosh Chodesh says, Tzir Hashem. You bring a goat to Hashem only by the Rosh Chodesh says Hashem, Mashenkein, all of the Kabbalists don't say you brought to Hashem. the pasha of the word is that Kosh Baruch Hu is saying that I need a kapara kaviyachol, but I made a mistake, and therefore this is the kapara that I bring a carbon because of me. Tell the Gemara. However, what? The words are, I have a kapara, lai shmi tosi yireach, that I made this, I need a kapara, what do I need a kapara for? You don't do anything wrong, you don't need a kapara pashas. That's the pasha tai shuas. However, the Rishon explained, shuas and nates, and taisis over there, the riff over there, the oruch, the cold boy, all bring down, shatters differently. That this is a zman that Klai Yisrael can have a kapara, and that Kosh Baruch Hu is mefayis yireach, that what? That since this is a time that we can, it's a zman kapara, the chol tolo yisrael, there's a time that we can have a kapara, that's the cover to the yireach. This is the cover that Kosh Baruch Hu says, bring upon me, for me, that you should have a kapara in these days. These are days of kapara for Klai Yisrael. Since the days of kapara for Klai Yisrael, that's how the yireach will feel happy and be consoled that he made himself smaller. But Kosh Baruch Hu did do a chait. He did this correctly. But stam, this is, you make kapara, why? And this you make kapara, through this, Enecham in the yireach feels, got satisfied with it, that this thing you make a part of Klai Yisrael. So my said, this Indian of Rosh Chodesh Reni, or the Indian of the concept of the way from Shish Mei Vreshis, he made the Yireach smaller. And if we say, by most of his man told the Zuman Kapol called the Noisov, it's a Tom Kapol for everyone, and if we should move exam in Simon Tov Yud Zayin, that's why we have an Indian of Yom Kippur Kotun. So just like on Rosh Hashanah, we have Zman Kapara, and therefore do Slichus, and we have Tainus beforehand. Who then says Mishavua, that's the Makar, why we have it's a Kapara, for these this is a Tama Kapara, and therefore we also have Slichus in these days, where every Yom Kippur Kotun do Slichus, and some people fast. Mishavua ends off, however, Daf Misha, Eina Misana, if you don't be Misana, Mikol Makam Yir, Lassus Chuba B'Yom Zeh. L'chol HaPachot, if you don't fast, you don't say Yom Kippur Kotun do Slichus, L'chol HaPachot, you should do tshuva in these days. The second is asher avoinus b'kal ha'chodesh ma'achash v'yoy ma'achven shal ha'kal ha'chodesh k'moy ev Rosh Hashanah. So like Rosh Hashanah, we have a ticket for averus all year round, and we do a kapara, we do tshuva ev Rosh Hashanah. Who did ev Rosh Chodesh? We should do tshuva on ev Rosh Chodesh for the whole month, for the past averus, for the what we did. But the vada yila yoy ma'achodesh z'man kapara l'chol t'odaisav. Therefore will be z'man kapara. So you ask the shalos, if Rosh Chodesh is in Zman Kapara, so why is it Yom Kippur Kotun Erev Rosh Chodesh? You should have it in Rosh Chodesh itself. We can really ask the same shalos on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is just for the Bein Mim. That's him, the Zman Kapara is before Rosh Hashanah, working himself the whole El. The concept that it's Zman of Kapara. It's calling him Pri Chodesh. Those are the words, Yom Kippur Kotun and Zman Kapara. So there, Rosh Hashanah, Mishavu says the Tavkuf Sadek Zayin. The reason is because it's Yimei Simcha, it's the Kasevim Chagenu, the Chiv Simachim Chagecha, Avitim Chagecha Melucha. It's in that we're carrying in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Yimei Simcha. Therefore, when do we do the Slichus? We do beforehand. We say before every Rosh Hashanah. What about on Rosh Chodesh? Is Rosh Chodesh Yimei Simcha, and therefore we do the Slichus every Kippur? Stam Rosh Chodesh Stam is a regular day. So if Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha, not that's when the Gemara in Brachas Dafim Test. The Gemara says, you're supposed to say Yalv Yalv during Rech Samazim. Let's say you forgot. And you already said, Boina Barach Mavi Shalim Amin. The Gemara says, you say Barach, you say Barach Ata Hashem, Lekenim El Chalim, Shnosin Rosh HaKadoshim, Lama Yisol Zikaron. Lama Yisol Zikaron. That's the Barach you say. The Gemara ends off, V'lo Yidano, I don't know if you say the word Simcha not. I don't know if you say the word Simcha in this Barach. The Pasha, the Gemara is Mesupik. If Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha. That's how the Torah brings down in Simcha Tov Yutes. And also the Tosfos Rosh, the Ritva, they all explain the Gemara Gufa is Mesupik if Rosh Chodesh Yimei Simchanat. What's the Safik? They say, because the passing by Lois Chol, it says, V'yen Simchaschem, Moedechem, Rosh Chodeshem, the Gemara makes a hekesh from Rosh Chodesh to Moed, just like Moed is Yimei Simcha, who didn't Rosh Chodesh should be Yimei Simcha? Who didn't the Kapasik in Eichel, the Gemara says, in Tainitz Koyalai Moed is talking about Rosh Chodesh, so see Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, therefore there's a Tzad, the Gemara is a Safik, maybe Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha. Or maybe it's not Yimei Simcha, that's the Gemara's topic. How do we pass in Halacha? So the Torah brings down the Siman Tav Aleph in Yerideo, and Siman Tav Chaf in Arachayim, the Ritz Geos, it says, you say Tzidik HaDin on Rosh Chodesh, you say Tzidik HaDin. He says, no, why? Because Yimei Simcha. Rosh Chodesh Yimei Simcha, why? He says, V'yom Simchatzim, Moedechem, Rosh Chodeshem. That Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, it's Yimei Simcha. And that's what we say in Halal, says the Ritz Geos.
What's Tzidik HaDin?
What?
What's Tzidik HaDin?
Tzidik HaDin is, we say by an oval, I think. Those are the words in Central Park. I never thought what exactly that is.
Oh,
no. I mean, Tzidik HaDin is a Kaddish.
في المقابل توقف في البيت. That's what it is. It's written all over them. Shabbos, Purim. It's written on the stone. All places. But when you say it, and Chalukah, I'm not sure.
And it's what the
Bible
says. I don't know.
But again, it's only 10 times Shabbos that you don't say these days. You say you do. Don't know what it is. We don't say why, because you may simcha. So it's Yimei Simcha. He says two makaris. One either Yom Simchaschem or Dechem Rosh Chodeshim. Possible by Loitzchol Boy. He says the same. How is there Yom Asar Hashem the Gilu of Nisimcha Boy? This is the day Yimei Simcha. Nisimcha Boy. Day of Simcha.
And this is the Yom.
I guess that's what Riskeya says. He's saying this is his raya. Baal Itter, the Torah being examined twice by him. This is the raya that Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha. So if so, in Klash Eilev, it's Yimei Simcha. It's Chibos of Yayin. Yimei Simcha. Rosh Chodesh, Yimei Simcha. So if it is Yimei Simcha, again, the Gemara is Pasha Mesopik. That's the Pasha of the Gemara, it's Mesopik. And the Torah is Yamalacha, it's Yimei Simcha. So in every time that there is in Yimei Simcha, the Kedetzvi was asking, if Mishnichas Adam Ma'a B'Simcha, Yabas of Yayin, we can even ask every day, it says, Mizmul Asadi, you say, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Boi Lachana Menana. Yavdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, every day, Yabas of Yayin. Right? Because it's Hashem B'Simcha. It's Simcha, and Simcha of Bosom Yain. Yeah? Yeah? Obviously, but if that was real, what then how? So, you have to even Hashem B'Simcha. How? The Avodah B'Simcha take Boston dancing around and eat it, and I don't know. Simcha Yontif, make a pseudo. So to say this is Makor, you're saying that's the Makor's Pshat, that the Chemet has particularly in the Parish Kodesh in Merechet Aleph Chal Pei Beis, you quote the Torah Chaim and then Mechulin, and says that there's two in the Simcha. There's the Simcha of eating Basav Yayin, the Metzias, the Gashmias, and then the Simcha of Ruchnias, stopping, you appreciate the situation you are in, because Baruch Hu gave you a chance to tell your mitzvahs, what you have, you're learning your soul, the Shiva Smir, whatever, the opportunities you have, that's Simcha also. Tell me, thank God, the Simcha Ruchnias. Tell me, Vismech, what God gave you. He says,